Hey Megan, how's everything going?
It's going really good. How's everything going with you?
Oh, it's not going too bad. I mean, you got a new single out there, Yesterday's Rain. We're going to listen to that in a little bit.
Yeah.
Let's, let the people know a bit about you. I know you're from here in Alberta, but
yes.
You also got started at a really young age. And well, you are still really young, but...
Yeah, so I'm from the Millet area. I grew up in a pretty small town. That actually really helped with my music career. Everyone in my town's really supportive of my music. And yeah, growing up, there was always music around the household, and I just fell in love with singing around the house. And I just knew from a really young age that that's what I wanted to do, and I wanted to share my music with everyone.
So, I mean, what made you want to go sort of that professional route at a young age? Because I think you were putting out songs at 16 or 17.
Yes, I recorded my first song when I was 16 years old. But like I said, growing up, I knew that that was what I wanted to do. My mom didn't really like that so much. She definitely wanted me to be a doctor. or something like that. So I remember my mom kind of took me around to all of the open houses, and she's like, "You don't find anything that's like interesting?" And I'm like, "No, mom, I want to be a musician. I want to record music." And then kind of around the same time, I met my producer, Travis Switzer, and we started recording songs, and I fell in love with it, and it kind of backed up that that's definitely what I wanted to do with my life.
So, I mean, how is that starting out a career? Because a lot of people will, you know, play in bars, and you are now legal drinking age in the entire country now. So you were getting started before you could play like nighttime shows in bars.
Yes, it was fairly difficult at first. I'm definitely glad that I'm of age now. It makes it a lot easier, but I was playing anything like art walk. I did busking all the time. I basically just played anywhere that I could possibly get a gig. So
I mean, how has that journey been then? Because I mean, now I've seen you're playing festivals, you're doing more out there. Sort of how has your career changed over those last few years?
Yeah, actually, kind of since I turned 18, that's kind of when the ball started rolling a little bit. But it's crazy being able to perform at these festivals and actually playing at bars. And it's so crazy. And I'm just so grateful that I get to wake up and do this every day.
So now I got to ask, how long did that cotton candy last?
Oh,
from the CCMA after party? You were holding on to that tub of cotton candy with your life.
Oh my goodness. Okay, so for background here, at the CCMAs, there's a whole table just full of candy. And we walked by, because there was like a bar and all the fun stuff, and we kind of just walked by the bar. But then I walked by this huge candy table, and I just started filling my pockets. There was candies like everywhere. I have a tub of cotton candy in my hand, and I was just so excited about it. But the cotton candy did not last 5 minutes. It was gone by the time we got back to the hotel room.
So you only took just the one?
Just the one. I kind of held myself back there. I wish I took the rest, but...
So when I went there, I'm like, there's like poutine station. There's this, there's that. What have I been missing out on the last few years?
Right?
Like...
Oh, it was crazy. Oh my goodness.
All right. So the new single is Yesterday's Rain. How did you come across doing this one? Because it's actually written by Jason Blaine.
Yes, it's written by Jason Blaine and Abby Cohn. So we were kind of looking for songs, and my producer Travis was sending me songs, and I'm like, yeah, I like the song, but I'm not in love with the song. You know what I mean? So one day after I got out of this really bad relationship, I was like crying in my bed. I was a complete mess. And then my mom sprinted into my room, and she's like, "Oh my God, Megan, listen to this song right now." And I'm like, "You know what, mom, can I just have a second? Like, I'm not really in the mood." And then she's like, "No, listen to it right now." So then she played the song for me, and I started crying, and I'm like, oh my goodness, this is the song. I need to record this song. So yeah, that's how that kind of started. I absolutely fell in love with it, and I'm so glad I recorded it.
What made you really want to pursue this one being put out there for other people then?
So I just wanted, if other people were in my situation, I kind of wanted the same thing. I wanted them to hear it and just kind of have a, it's going to be okay moment. And it really helped me through what I was going through. So I just want that to happen for someone else, at least one person.
I mean, what big plans do you have going on for, well, what's left of the year and into next year? Because I know in the springtime next year, you are going down to Nashville as you won the Global Country Star Search.
Yes. So that's super exciting. I'm not sure if I'm allowed to say this, but I'm pretty sure I am. I'm going to school in Calgary in like 2 weeks for a music school. school, a music program. So I'm really excited to do that. I'm going to be moving out on my own, which is really terrifying, but also really exciting. So that's coming up. And then in the winter, in March, we are going down to Nashville, which is also really exciting.
So now, are you going to be one of those artists that just goes to Nashville and stays there? Or do you have plans to actually come back up here and still reside in Canada?
The plan is definitely to come back here. This one's just kind of like a visit to get the vibe and see if I, okay, everybody's been telling me that I'm going to fall in love with it and I will definitely be moving there. But, you know, we got to check it out for yourself just to see if the rumors are true, I guess.
So it's just like a scouting trip for you. You're doing what you're there to do, but it's also, okay, let's, can I see myself here? Can I see myself here? Yeah, just cancel that flight back.
Right, exactly. Yeah, absolutely. It's always been a dream to live in Nashville. So I'm going to assume I'm definitely going to fall in love with it, but you never know. I might really like it here in Canada.
So, I mean, what made you want to go to school in Calgary then?
Yeah, so it's a very competitive program, and I'm very grateful that I got in. I'm very comfortable with the musical side of everything and like singing and all the fun stuff. But, you know, all of like the technical stuff, I'm not so comfortable with, like the traveling and the visas and, you know, all the background stuff. So that's what I'm going there to learn. And hopefully, well, I know they're going to help me with that. So I'm just really excited to get a better grasp on that down there.
Now, we are coming up to Halloween here pretty quick. Do you have a favorite Halloween movie?
Oh, I really love Coraline.
Okay.
I think that has to be my favorite. That's a really good movie. It scared me really bad as a kid, but I love it now.
So do you tend to gravitate towards the more scary movies, or do you tend to keep it a little bit more family friendly?
I'm not so much into scary movies, if I'm being honest with you. I don't like feeling scared, and I get scared very easily. So usually more like the family-friendly side, but I can do a scary movie every once in a while.
Do you have a Halloween costume picked out for this year yet, or no?
I don't. I'm scrambling to pick one out. I don't know what I'm going to be. Do you have a Halloween costume picked out yet?
Yeah, I'm just being lazy, and I have a gorilla mask and stuff. You may have seen that in... I don't know if you saw that that year or not last year.
I don't think so, but I do love the costume idea. I don't think it's lazy. I think it's perfect.
Oh, I bought it. I forget how many years ago now. And I just, if I'm lazy or I'm broke, I just bust that out. So
might as well. It's a good costume.
Oh, yeah. Well, it's just like the mask and the gloves. I don't actually have like a full out gorilla suit, unfortunately.
Oh,
I got to invest in that.
Yeah, we definitely need to get you a gorilla suit for sure. That I would love to see.
Well, thank you for taking the time to talk today, Megan. And I'm hoping everybody loves Yesterday's Rain as much as I do and as much as a lot of people I know who've listened to it are enjoying it.
Yeah, thank you so much for having me. I hope everybody loves it as much as I do as well.